I say anyways far too much on this podcast. And also, we both do this. I texted you about this, but we both
the sound.
We both go and then start talking, and I cut them all out, and it's like sometimes there's hundreds of them.
I don't know what you mean. So
wait, let me ask it.
Okay, go.
I'm sad that you just read it because your reaction was pretty good, but is it wrong? Was it wrong to make the Chinese CRISPR babies?
First of all, what are the Chinese CRISPR babies?
Whoa, you don't know about the Chinese CRISPR babies?
I know what CRISPR is, gene editing.
Yes.
So they made CRISPR babies.
Yes, they took out some gene that is related to HIV into actual humans, twin girls.
How long ago? Are they born now?
They're born now. It was within the last year.
Okay.
And the reason I put this question in here is because I saw an article about how they're now saying, like, oops, we made them smarter as well.
Of course. Of course you did. Of course, you stupid scientists. Of course that happened. What other way could it have gone?
Yeah.
You tried to make an AIDS-proof baby, and you made Dr. Doom in the process. Obviously, that's what happened.
Yeah. So I was reading the comments, and someone was like, this is actually, like, legit. Like, they took this HIV gene, and, like, it's also known for that already. Like, they didn't... Them saying, like, oops, is... fake. Like, they clearly, that's why they took it out. Oh. The HIV thing was just like a cover story.
Oh,
but
the plot thickens.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, also though, in the Reddit comments, someone said that there are people born without it now, so it's not like, it's not that crazy. Like, they're not going to be like crazy evil mad scientists or something. They're just going to be like everybody else, the other like 10% of people who aren't born with this gene in the first place.
So there's people who are naturally immune to AIDS?
Yeah, or like really resistant to it or something like that. And it's the same way that they, you know how they cured that one guy of AIDS?
Vaguely.
Yeah, I also only know vaguely about it, but it was like, it's all the same gene. Like,
okay,
this is the one that they figured out is everything to do with AIDS, I guess.
That's dope.
Yeah.
How weird is it that the AIDS-proof gene also makes you smarter? Or the lack of the AIDS gene also makes you smarter?
It's again, I have no idea what I'm talking about. But
we're butchering this science. I don't care.
So
that's
badly.
What we do here.
Yeah, so badly. But yeah, it is weird. And it's so hilarious that that they were like, yeah, it's just about AIDS. Just, you know, we don't want AIDS. It's fine, right? Right, guys?
I would have been so suspicious right away because I'm like, why are you wasting it on a disease we don't even care about anymore?
Yeah, I know. Like, well, that's harsh. But
well.
But like, yes, they like you can control. Like, I don't know. Like, AIDS is not as big a deal as it once was.
No, it just seems like a weird place to start. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
AIDS proof in babies. It's like, that's kind of, if you're gonna do it, like, go for the gusto. Like,
yeah, you want them to make like full on crazy mutants immediately.
Yeah,
like,
I want the five ass monkey out the gate.
Take out all the genes. Just put one gene in.
Let's start with one gene, see what you get. Work up from there. See how smart that makes them.
Anybody who listens to this podcast that knows anything about this, I don't think there are any, but anybody that there are, he's like, you fucking morons.
There's like thousands of genes. Yeah, well, start with one.
Yeah, either he's like, you fucking morons, or he's like, oh my God. I think they're onto something.
We're going to read in Wired next month.
Yeah,
the one gene human.
Single gene babies are now a thing.
And they're so smart. Imagine they're just so smart.
It's just like a hair follicle. But it's a goddamn genius.
They're immune to everything because they're one gene.
Turns out genes make you dumb.
Once we filtered out all those pesky genes, we created a superhuman.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by spaghetti sauce. Put it on your sketti, but not your pizza. It's not the same. Do you have some CRISPR science to drop on us? Give us a call. 1-888-BARK-56.
Even if you're not a scientist, you're probably not. This is like the best question we've ever had. Am I slurring? I'm drunk.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm so drunk. But the question is, life allows a single save point. When do you use it?
So, as usual, I took this from Reddit. And in the comments, the original poster was like, oh, you can only load from it once.
Oh, that's stupid. That's not a save. What kind of save point is this?
Which changes it dramatically. So
that's called a continue.
Can we set a rule? Like, we should decide now. Do you get to go back to it just once or more than once?
Yeah, obviously. And I don't think one save point is fair either, because what game do you only ever save once?
I don't know. There's games where you can't save at all, and there's games where you can save. But nobody has a... Resident Evil had the, like, tape system.
Yeah.
But I can't think of one where you can only save once.
I know.
And I think it should be made. I think it's a great idea.
All right. That's the whole premise of our game.
You can only beat it if you save in the right spot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is actually good. I think we can make something out of this. Where would my save point be in my life, though?
I can say that I would probably spend mine way too early. Because the way I play games, like the way I play Zelda, is like to save like every, like you enter a room, you save. You kill an enemy, you save.
Yeah, so you're just stuck going through infancy over and over again because you saved as soon as you knew it was a thing.
Well, I'd probably just have like a useless save point that I'd never want to use.
Oh man, imagine if you fucked up your single save point in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like what if you saved it until you were in grave danger and then you just had to spend eternity getting hit by a train because you...
Yeah, you like slammed in your save at the last second before you died, but there was like only 1 second to save yourself.
There's no time at all.
So you had to relive it thousands of times before you finally figured it away.
Are you allowed to give up?
You can't like revert to, you can't restart mission or...
Yeah. So I think most people would say like at milestones like finishing middle school or high school or something.
Yeah.
That's
when you have like the most potential. Like definitely don't use it like after your peak. Don't use it after your midpoint in life.
Yeah, yeah. I would say maybe like 16 years old or something.
Uh-huh.
Like get to do the last part of high school.
Yeah. I'd say like ideally it's like after you've learned the basics of like the world.
Yeah.
Like you've completed the tutorial of life, but you haven't actually started the main quest.
Yeah, you don't want to do the beginning. Like I wouldn't want to have it at like 10 years old and do those awkward years over and over again.
Yeah, no.
Like there's no benefit to it. Like I put that behind me for a reason.
Plus it wouldn't all be new to you because you remember.
Yeah.
I assume you remember.
Yeah. So I think like late high school is where I would put it.
Just before your physical peak.
Yeah. There's no advantage to putting it later in life, is there?
I mean, over regular life, there's an advantage.
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know. Like, lots of people had shitty lives for, say, like, the first 30 years, and then, like, they got maybe a fresh start at some point in their life. That might be a good place to save.
I'm sure some people would say after, like, their like, graduate program or whatever as well, right?
Yeah.
So that's later.
Or maybe like your honeymoon.
Yeah.
So when your marriage inevitably dies, you can just
go back.
Just revert to saved.
Yeah. If you had dropped a save point at 16, would you have pressed it yet to go back?
Probably so many times. I'd never reach 20.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. As I asked that question, I was like, fuck, I would have gotten stuck. Like, I just would have, you know, I would have the most minute regret and then be like, bam, back.
Yeah, maybe there should be stipulations, like you can't trigger it within like 2 days
right
of restarting.
Yeah, it would be longer, I would say years.
And yeah, maybe there's like a memory reset, so for like the first year of after your restart, after loading your save, you can't remember that you just loaded a save.
Oh,
so whoa. you have to like get back into your old groove before having the option to like,
yeah,
start again.
That's well, I mean, that changes it entirely.
Yeah, totally.
Like, where would you put it then? You just have to put it earlier, and like I would just move it back to 15 if the you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I feel like, yeah, I would have hit it so many times by now.
Yeah. It's basically time travel, right?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to, you can like make your own Groundhog Day situation where you keep playing the same day, mastering it one day at a time. Oh, finding God. finding your ultimate timeline.
Yeah, yeah. You become a millionaire within 24 hours by the end of it.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever your goal is.
Yeah. Does it auto trigger if you die?
Yeah, I was wondering that as well. Like, if you die, are you done? Because like, train guy wouldn't really have a chance there.
I've always had this weird fantasy where that is the scenario where I have a save point, but I have to reset it myself via like a watch,
right?
And I'm always like, I have like, there's a button that like you press to pause time, and then like from there you can reset,
right?
But it's always like a down to the second thing where like you struggle to like just jam it in time before the train hits you.
Is this a fantasy or a dream?
It's like, kind of like a dream fantasy nightmare.
Yep. There are many movies about similar concepts. What was that Tom Cruise one recently? Like within the last few years?
Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or no, Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Day After Tomorrow is a different movie.
Day After Tomorrow is terrible. That's about Snowland. We basically live it every day.
I didn't love Edge of Tomorrow either.
Oh, I loved Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, that so everybody good. Loved that movie, but I'm like, it's not that good.
No, you know what? It's not that great. Once you discover what's happening, I wasn't super satisfied with it.
Yeah.
But like, it's really cool in the beginning.
Yeah. Like, once he discovered it, didn't it get kind of montage-y? Like,
yes, once they both agree that he can repeat his days,
yeah,
and there's like a montage of him coming back of like, I did this already.
Yeah.
It's like, skip to this part.
Right.
Yeah, it was still a good movie, though. I think that the maybe, was it Japanese version? The original is... I haven't seen it, but it might be better.
Right.
I think it's called Kill, Die, Repeat.
Better title.
Better title for sure.
Yeah.
I think the Edge of Tomorrow version didn't do nearly as well because they changed the title and didn't really convey what was going to happen.
Yeah. They were saving it or something, but it doesn't matter if you know going in that's the mm-hmm. premise.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody who saw it did. It got around pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Back to a save point. Have we agreed that we would put it at like 16?
I'm going to say just after high school.
Yeah. Oh, after high school for you.
Yeah, 16 would still be high school.
You don't want to do the last year?
Those were the worst.
I just thought the reason I put it there is because you could like get into any university you wanted if you... You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
you do the specific classes you needed. And then...
Yeah. That's when a lot of people say your potential is the greatest.
Yeah.
Just leaving high school. I suppose I agree.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've been looking at a lot of lists of people who accomplish things later in life lately. Because I'm 30.
Because that's all you have to hang on to.
Yeah. Like, in between tiers at night.
Yeah.
I mean.
Uh-huh. Obviously.
And... I don't know if your potential is greatest when you're 16. Like people do a lot of stuff later, but
In some ways it's greatest just because of the time that's ahead of you.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, you're right. Like a lot of people become way more productive or like learn to utilize their skills in a better way when they're in older.
But the idea with this is that you've done that already and you're going back with all that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, that's probably the reason we're picking 16 is just because like, that's like physical, the you're done-ish growing.
Mm-hmm.
Although I had a weird second puberty in my 20s. I think everybody does.
I did. I don't know that I did, but please tell me about yours.
I don't know. My body changed again. Like, like,
you mean when you started eating away from home, living on your own? And
no, it wasn't getting fatter. It was it like it changed again though. Like my shoulders changed again. Like early 20s, I think mid 20s.
Hmm.
Like, I think it's real. I can't. I don't know anything about it. But
okay, no, that's. I know it's a thing. Like some people, some people's puberty like stops short and then takes up again later. Or,
are you telling me my puberty stopped short, man? What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying I've been watching Big Mouth and
right,
Nick yeah. Kroll's character undergoes some stumbles.
Right. I'm still getting new like chest hairs to this day.
Yeah, me too. No, your body hair keeps migrating as you get older from your head downwards.
Yeah, neither of us are going bald yet though, so no. It's fine.
I'm still like mostly hairless.
Yeah.
That phase hasn't kicked in for me. The 16-year-old body hair phase is still yet to fall.
Yeah. So do you think that you would, knowing what we've said up till now and knowing that you might just get stuck in a loop, would you even have a save point?
Well, I was thinking there's different approaches to how you play games that might come in. Like some people will play like a survivalist purist Fallout playthrough, right?
Right.
So where you play like no saves.
Yeah.
You can't fast travel.
Is that what makes life life? Like are we
Yeah. Like maybe you just make like a day one save.
Yeah.
So that if you die, you're just immortal. You start
right
from a baby again. I'm sure a lot of people
that would be horrible though, being a baby and having like
no, just remembering your life. No, that'd be terrible. Yeah, no, I'm sure some people would choose to like wipe their memory, start from an infant, and just
maybe play, they already have
play through natural life again. Exactly. Well, we are in a simulation,
as you've said.
Who knows if this is our first playthrough or not?
Right,
really.